welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, featuring shows from the golden age of radio. I'm your host, Mark Livonier. And coming up in this hour, comedy. Later on, it's the Judy Canova Show from 1943, but first it's the Tip Top Show, better known as the Joe Penner Program. This NBC Blue broadcast from October 5th, 1939.
Breakers Aboard Tip Top Red presents Joe Penner, the breadwinner. It's the Tip Top Show coming to you from Hollywood. The Bakers of Ward's Tip Top Red bring you Joe Penner, Gay Seabrook as his girlfriend, Susabella, Russ Brown, the voice of Kenny Stevens, and the music of Jack Renard and his orchestra on behalf of your neighborhood grocer. Tonight, our special guest will be Dick Merrill, world-famous aviator. Well, folks, we can't tell you how happy we are to welcome you to our first broadcast. We hope you'll remember that every Thursday at this time brings Joe Penner and the Tip Top Show. And when it comes to bread, just remember this. Winners eat Wards. Winners like Dick Merrill, America's ace pilot. Patricia Donnelly, the gorgeous girl recently chosen as Miss America. Elmer Layden, famous Notre Dame football coach. And hundreds of others whose names are known to each one of you. They know every slice of Ward's Tip Top Bread is packed with the kind of nourishment that gives you vital, winning energy. Your first slice will tell you why winners eat Wards. And now, on with the Tip Top Show, presenting our star, Joe Penner, the breadwinner. Our scene opens in a boarding house in the south end of town. In a dreary little room is our old friend Joe. He is sound asleep. The landlady approaches.
Wake up, Mr. Penner. Wake up.
What time is it, Mrs. Sledge?
October.
Yeah? What year?
1939. And you haven't got a job yet.
But, Mrs. Sledge, I don't know where to find one.
Why don't you look in the newspaper?
Well, I'm not going to take it out of my shoes just for that.
Well, suit yourself. You'll probably starve to death.
Say, I'm starving already. I'm so hungry I could eat the grapes of wrath. Oh, if only the grocery boy would make the same mistake he made last week and leave a can of tomatoes in front of our door again. Oh, boy, those tomatoes sure were good, Mrs. Sledge. I had everything but the can.
Oh, you dope? That's the best part.
Well, I can't get over it.
Well, things are certainly bad in this house, believe me.
Yeah, you're telling me. Food is so scarce, the mice are throwing away their girdles. Yeah, but you watch, Mrs. Sledge. Someday I'll get a job and make thousands of dollars. And when I do, I'm going to buy you something I want to get you for years.
Oh, Mr. Penner, you're wonderful. What is it?
A washboard.
A washboard?
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of having you scrub the clothes on my ribs.
Well, stop complaining. If you would quit dreaming and really look for a job, you'd find one.
Oh, no, I've tried everywhere.
Why, nonsense. Even I could get a job if I wanted it.
Yeah, well, what kind of a job could you get?
Well, you know the girl at the New York World's Fair who dances with doves?
Yeah.
Well, the San Francisco Fair wants me to do the same dance with vultures today.
Poor vultures. Poor me. I'm so unhappy. I'm so all alone. Nobody loves me. Nobody writes me. Nobody comes to see me. Well, hardly anybody. Come in.
Penner?
Yes, who are you?
I'm Russ Brown, but just call me Russ. Yeah. Everybody calls me Russ. Now, Joey, my boy, I represent the law firm of O'Sullivan, O'Shea, O'Shaughnessy, and, O'Shapiro.
Oh. Well, what do you want?
Joey, my boy, this is our lucky day.
Our lucky day? What do you mean?
Your uncle, Joshua J. Penner, just died, and we have inherited the Colonial Inn.
Is that so?
Yes, Joey, my boy. We're going to make this the finest nightclub you ever saw.
Yeah.
We're going to have the best entertainment.
Yeah.
We're going to have the greatest floor show.
Yeah.
We're going to have the highest cover charge in the country. We're going
now,
to...
Wait a minute. My goodness. You sound like we the people.
Thank you, Joey, my boy.
Yeah.
Now, with me behind you, you can't miss. I'm not only the most talented man in the world, but I've got a million-dollar personality, and I'm the greatest promotional genius that ever lived.
Ladies and gentlemen, the above was a paid political announcement and in no way reflects the opinion of the station.
Ah, Joey, that's what I like. A partner with a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go over to our new place.
Now, wait a minute. I don't know you. Besides, I don't know how this business is going to turn out. How can I hire you when I haven't any money?
Now, Joey, my boy, I don't want much.
Huh?
Just give me $10 a week and an hour a day at the cash register.
Oh, no. Oh, no, nothing doing.
Well, all right, then. I'll take an hour a day at the cash register and $10 a week. How's that?
Well, that's better. You can't fool me. I'm too ignorant.
And don't I know it. All right, then, Joe, it's a deal.
Yeah.
By the way, remind me one of these days and I'll read you your uncle's will. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it must be. Hey, wait a minute. Wait, I want to hear it right now.
Well, if you insist, all right.
Yeah.
Here it is. I hereby bequeath all my possessions to my nephew, Joe Penner.
That's me.
You are to have the old Colonial Inn with the following four provisions.
How do you like that? A will with options.
Provision one.
Yes.
The inn must have a fresh coat of paint once a year.
One coat? I'll give it four coats.
Fine. I'll take care of that.
Sure, you take care of that.
Provision two.
Yes.
In order to keep the landscaping in perfect condition, you must hire two gardeners.
Two gardeners? I'll hire ten.
Fine. I'll take care of that.
Yeah, sure, you take care of that.
Provision three. To maintain a high standard of food, you must have the finest chef that money can buy.
One, I'll get six.
That's fine. I'll take care of that.
Sure, you take care of that.
The fourth and last provision states that you must have the finest floor show,
yes,
headed by 50 of the most gorgeous, beautiful pan dancers that ever appeared in any nightclub.
50? I'll get 100, and I'll take care of that myself.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing a handsome young man to whom singing is a pleasure. And it's a pleasure to present the singing star of the Tip Top Show, Kenny Stevens.
I poured my heart into a song, and when you hear it, please remember from the start, you won't be hearing just the words and tune of a song. You will be listening to my heart. I poured my heart into a song, and I'm afraid the words I chose were not so smart. I couldn't think of clever things to say in my song. I had to say it with my heart. If it's never played on the hit parade, it will still contain a heart that is beating true. If it's not a hit, I won't mind a bit, long as it conveys the love that I bear for you. Here is my heart wrapped in a song, and if you take it, please don't tear my song apart. Or if you do, you won't be just destroying a song.
Guy Russ, I've been waiting here at the inn for hours. Where have you been?
Where have I been?
Yeah.
How do you like that? Joey, my boy, I've been working hard all day, trying to get the finest musicians your money can buy. And you ask me where I've been.
Well, I'm sorry, Russ.
Well, I've just signed the most famous band in the country, Jack Renard.
Jack Renard? But, Russ, before you hire Renard, don't you think we should have listened to some other bands?
Oh, no. You absolutely must take Renard.
Why, is he that good?
Yes, he is. And besides, he's already given me a deposit. Now, Joey, the whole thing...
Wait,
you see...
Look, Russ, You must have been born with a silver chisel in your mouth.
Don't worry about a thing, Joey, my boy. Everything is going to be okay.
Well, I hope so. I got to be a success. You know why, Russ?
No, why?
Well, I tell you, because there's a sweet little gray-haired lady patiently waiting for me to make good, Russ, and I owe her everything.
Joe, you mean your mother?
No, my landlady.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Well, here comes Jack Renard and his orchestra.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your tribute to a great musician.
Modest little fella, isn't he?
Hello, Jack. Joe, I'd like you to shake hands with Jack Renard, your band leader.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Renard.
No, Joe, you're shaking hands with the bass fiddle. Renard is the one with the pants on.
Oh. Sorry. I beg your pardon, Jack. I'm sorry.
Russell, my dear fellow, is this the place where I'm expected to play?
Why, of course. This is the Colonial Inn.
Yeah.
It looks like a freight car with Venetian blinds.
Oh, you won't recognize the place after it's fixed up.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Renard, music is mighty important here. I do hope you have a good band.
I'll have you understand, sir, that these are the finest musicians to be had.
Uh-huh.
Why, I selected them from the greatest orchestras in the country, and I played no favorites. Introduce yourselves, boys. Go ahead.
I'm Bob Renard.
I'm Leonard Renard.
I'm Hal Renard.
I'm Phil Renard.
I'm Sammy Renard.
I'm John Black.
John Black? How did you get in?
Brother-in-law.
How many men are there in your band?
15.
Well, I see 16. Who's that fellow back there without an instrument?
Oh, he's a very important member of the band.
Oh, I see. He's your singer.
Oh, no. He's the chap who owns our tuxedos.
It's amazing.
Mr. Penner.
Yeah?
I'm a bit fatigued. Would you mind showing me to my room?
Well, anything to oblige, Mr. Renard. Come this way.
My, but this hallway isn't very wide, is it?
Yeah, I guess the architect must have been narrow-minded. Some wit, eh, kid?
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Well, here's your room, Jackie, my boy.
Well, how do you like it, Mr. Renard?
Well, it's certainly dark in here. Why don't you raise the shades?
We tried it, but it's darker that way.
Don't think me a cad, Mr. Penner, but I don't believe this old wooden bed is strong enough to support me.
Don't worry. The termites hold hands to keep us from falling apart.
Well, I don't like this room.
Well, maybe you'd like the one next door better.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Penner.
Hello, Mr. Morris.
Goodbye, Mr. Penner.
Goodbye, Mr. Morris.
Now, Jackie, my boy, I'm going to show you a room that's fit for a king.
Well, Mr. Renard, how do you like this room?
Well, this room is all right, but what's this slot machine doing here?
Well, you see, every time you hit the jackpot, the bed opens for 3 minutes.
This is certainly the oldest-looking room I've ever seen.
Old? If you think this room is old, you should see Joe.
Really?
Yeah, last night when I opened the closet door, 2 minutemen ran out and yelled, "The British are coming!"
Well, slot machine or no slot machine, I'll take it.
Well, I hope you have a good rest, Mr. Renard. Come on, Russ, let's go.
Okay.
Huh? You know, he's an odd sort of fella, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Do you think he'll be happy here?
He should be. He just hit the jackpot.
And now, music by Renard. The maestro of the Tip Top Show presents the current success day in, day out.
Susie,
what took you so long? Did you walk?
No, I took a streetcar. And would you believe it? I sat there for 3 hours and it didn't move.
It didn't move? Well, didn't the passengers complain?
No, they all sat there drinking coffee.
Drinking coffee? Susie, you're in a diner.
Oh, that's why the conductor kept yelling, "One hamburger coming up."
Well, I'm glad you finally got here. Did you get a good look at the outside of the building?
Yes, Joey, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
I think it's just grand.
Yeah.
But don't you think it would improve the appearance if you took away that great big pole that's leaning against it?
What, and have the whole place cave in?
Gee, Joey, I sure hope you make a big success of this place.
Yes.
Because if you do, then we can get married.
Yeah, we can get married.
And maybe if business is real good, we can buy a little car.
Yeah, maybe we'll buy a little car.
And on Sunday afternoon, we'll take a drive through the park. And...
yeah, we can take a drive through the park.
Oh, we'll have a swell time, the three of us.
Yeah, the three of us.
Oh, sure, Joey. There'll be a little stranger in the back.
Little stranger?
Uh-huh. You know who I mean.
Oh, sure. The man from the finance company, yeah. Well, come on, Susie. I'll show you around.
Hello, Mr. Penner.
Hello, Mr. Morris.
Goodbye, Mr. Penner.
Goodbye, Mr. Morris.
I wonder how long this place has been closed.
I don't know, but look at that banner. Welcome home, Admiral Dewey, here, old Manila.
My goodness, Joey, the furniture certainly looks shabby. It's positively decapitated.
Well, all we have to do is put new covers on them.
Uh-huh, what kind?
The best. We'll use mohair.
Yeah, mohair. And be sure it comes from a genuine mole.
Sure. Come on, Susie, I'll show you the dining room.
Hey, I want service. Give me some service, please, service.
Oh, our first customer. I better see what he wants.
Yes, sir, come in.
What can I do for you?
Where are those eggs I ordered? Come on now, where are they?
Just a minute, I never took your order. I just got here.
You just got here?
Yeah, this place has been closed for 20 years.
You mean to tell me I've been here for 20 years?
Yeah.
Well, there's only one thing I can say.
What's that?
Cancel those eggs. Well, toodaloo.
You're not going so soon.
Oh, yes, I better go home before my wife misses me.
He's a silly such and such.
Look at that hammering going on outside.
I don't know. You stay here while I go out and see. Hey, wait a minute. Say, what are you fellas doing here?
Russ Brown hired us. We're repairing the foundation.
Oh, I see. Everything running smoothly?
Great. We put in 2 bags of cement, 3 bags of sand, 4 barrels of water, and 1/2 bag of lime.
How is it?
Tastes swell.
Say, how many men have you got working here?
Just a minute. Hey, Gus.
Yeah? What is it?
This guy here wants to know how many men we got working here.
Eight. Do we need that many?
Sure, that's the way we operate. 2 coming, 2 going, 2 sleeping, and 2 working.
Too bad. By the way, has the man from the Evergreen Nursery arrived yet?
No, he hasn't.
See, I'm very anxious to have some young trees and flowers and shrubs set in. I better phone and see what's keeping them. I'll be right back.
Mr. Penner, I presume.
No, I'm not Mr. Penner.
Oh, I do want to see him. I'm Mr. Jones. I'm from the nursery.
Oh, say, Mr. Penner was just asking about you. Just a minute, I'll go get him.
Oh, my, what a lovely place Mr. Penner has here. Oh, I do trust he can see his way clear to adopt one of the children from our nursery. This is such a heavenly spot for a child. Oh, I do hope Mr. Penner would hurry. Got plenty of calls to make.
Were you looking for me? Are you the man from the nursery?
Oh, yes, Mr. Penner. I guess you know why I'm here.
Oh, sure.
Oh, you certainly have plenty of room for one of our young men.
One? I'd like to have a few hundred.
A few hundred?
Yeah.
Oh, I say, you are generous, but where would you put them all?
Oh, I'll put 50 in a bed in the front and 50 in a bed in the back.
50 in a bed? Won't they be too crowded?
Oh, no. There's plenty of room out in the yard.
Out in the yard?
Yeah.
But what are you going to do in the wintertime when the weather gets real cold?
Oh, I like some smudge pots under them.
What?
Now, don't worry. I'll see that they're properly taken care of. Now, let me see. I'll take a few hundred yellow ones and 100 brown ones.
Oh, my word.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful having them around here at Christmas time. Scattered all around the yard, all lit up.
All lit up.
enough.
Why, Mr. Penner, I'm beginning to doubt whether you will take the proper care of them.
Don't worry. I'll take good care of them. I'll watch your health. The minute you bring them here, I'll have them all sprayed with arsenic.
Sprayed with arsenic?
Charlie, that's the best thing I know to get rid of bugs.
But they don't have any bugs.
Don't worry. After they've been here a week, they will.
Mr. Penner, I don't wish to offend you, but I don't think you're the proper person to take care of these children.
Children? Aren't you the man from the Evergreen Nursery?
Good heavens, no. I'm the man from the baby nursery.
Baby nursery? Jack, I hate to interrupt like this, but look, I got a new game for us to play, and it's not only for the people here in the audience, but all the folks listening in.
You want to try?
Well, all right, well, it's a game called Rhythm Quiz. Now, if you just play a chorus, Jack, I'll show the folks just how it goes. Ready? One, two. Now, here's a new game that's amusing and tame. It's questions and answers in song. The game is a whiz. It's Rhythm a Quiz. Let's hope that your answers aren't wrong. Now, everybody. Ay, 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 ay. Here's how you answer. The answers each time must be given in rhyme, or else you will get the gong. All right, now that you got the idea, let's play it, huh? Come on, Susie. Let me hit one for you.
All right.
If you had a horse, a filly, of course, and she ran twice as fast as her daughter, how much more speed would this young filly need if she chased her mama and caught her? Ay, 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 ay. Here comes the answer.
She wouldn't run after her mother at all, because I've heard a horse likes his father.
Oh! Well, that's good, Susie. Come on, Russ. Here's one for
okay,
you.
Okay, all right, Joe.
Now, I know a stoop with a big chicken coop, and each of his hens a well-bred one. Now, what kind of a chicken keeps laying the longest? A black one, a white, or a red one?
Come on.
Ay, 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 ay. Here comes the answer.
The kind of a chicken that lays much the longest is naturally a dead one.
Oh, that's good. Say, how about don't ask me one, huh?
Okay, Joey, here's one.
All right, Susie, let's hear.
An ostrich is sad, often buries his head, can't tell if he's coming or going.
Yes?
Is he playing a game? Is he hiding for shame? Or to keep his emotions from showing?
Ay, 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 ay.
Perhaps it could be he's trying to see which way the wind is blowing. Here's the last question. This is for everybody. Like the storybook pig, I go jiggity jig to the market for something nutritious. What is it I buy that makes me a guy who's gorgeous and big and ambitious?
Ay, 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 ay. Here comes the answer.
From what you just said,
it's worth tip-top bread.
And I'd like to add, it's delicious.
Of Ward Tip Top Bread and your neighborhood grocer invite you to tune in again next week at this same time to Joe Penner and the Tip Top Show. Don't forget, for a truly delicious bread, the favorite of winners in all walks of life, serve rich and flavorful Tip Top from now on. And for a dessert that will really put the right finishing touch on tomorrow's dinner, try fresh and tender Ward's Devil's Food Sandwiches. They're only 5 cents each, and, well, wait till you get your first taste of that treat. And now a word from Joe Penner.
Good night, Winnie. Good night, Johnny.
Good night, Mr. Penner.
Good night, Mr. Morris. Good night, everybody.
On tonight's program, where I poured my heart into a song from Second Fiddle and Are You Having Any Fun from George White Scanlon. This is Jim Bannon saying goodnight until next Thursday at the same time when the bakers of Ward's Tip Top Bread will again present Joe Penner, the breadwinner. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
The Joe Penner Show on Tuned To Yesterday from October 5th, 1939 on the NBC Blue Network. Although Penner's program drew a lot of listeners Thursday nights at 8:30, around 9 million a week, he was still a lower-rated comedian, a far cry from Jack Benny's 34 million listeners tuned in Sunday nights at 7 on the same network, or the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy Show, which drew 34.5 million Sunday nights at 8. You're listening to an hour of comedy on Tuned To Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Now time for the Queen of the Ozarks. It's Judy Canova on the air on CBS from August 24th, 1943.
For a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, it's Colgate Tooth Powder. And for a riot of fun, it's America's wacky, wistful, wonderful scatterbrain, Judy Canova.
Thank you, folks, and I'm sure glad to see y'all tonight. I know that I ought to be getting back to Rancho Canova, but I just had to stay over in Hollywood to see the premiere of that swell picture, This Is the Army. You should have seen the celebrities it was rising. If I do say so, I was purtied up, too. As I walked in the lobby, a fella said it looked like I'd just stepped out of a magazine. Say, what's Popular Mechanics? You know what? That great big fella, Laird Cregar, got out of a car and walked in, and one soldier turned to his buddy and says, look, the civilians are traveling in convoys now. Then Dorothy L'Amour arrived in her sarong. It was so quiet, everybody was waiting for a pin to drop. I finally got me a seat between Don Wilson and Edward Arnold. I didn't see much of the picture, but I sure got a good massage. there was a sailor there sitting in back of me, and he says, what's going on here? I said, this is the Army. A few minutes later, I felt an arm slip around my neck. I said, what's going on here? He said, this is the Navy. You know, we must have annoyed the society woman next to him because she looked at me through her lorgnette. That's a dirty look on a stick. But I couldn't hear a thing anyhow because the feller in front of me had a baby on his lap and the kid was crying something awful. Finally, I tapped him on the shoulder. I says, what's the matter? Didn't you bring a bottle? He said, yeah, but the kid wants milk. After the picture, a soldier took me home in his motorcycle. When I got home, I says, well, sir, that's the last time I'll ever ride in a sidecar. He says, lady, this motorcycle ain't got no sidecar. I said, shucks, no wonder I'm out of breath.
Well, Judy, if you've got your breath back, how about a song, huh? Why don't you dig way down in that songbook and bring up that old favorite, Just Because?
All right, Mr. Niles. Just because you think you're so handsome, just because you think you're so hot, you ain't so hot. Just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got, you ain't got a doggone thing, but oh, you made me spend all my money. You laughed and called me Miss Santa Claus. But I'm telling you, honey, I'm leaving you. Because, just because, your little lip, steep, 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 your little lip, steep, 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 your little lip, steep, your little lip, steep, your little lip, steep, 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 steep. Just cause you think I'll be awesome. Just cause you think I'll be blue.
You won't be blue.
Thanks. Just cause you think I'll be foolish.
Oh, no.
Just stay home and wait for you. I ain't waiting on nobody, son. Now, though, you made me drop all my boyfriends. You laughed and called me Miss Santa Claus. But I'm telling you, honey, I'm through with you. Because, just because I'm through with you. Oh, little old leap to you. Through, oh, little old leap to you. Through, guess what happened? I was down at the corner grocery store, and Mickey Rooney come by and dropped me a note. It says, meet me at 8 tonight. And I got to go shopping for a store-bought evening gown right now.
My, my, Mickey Rooney. Honey, I know that one of them movie stars will fall for you, because you're the most beautiful, most glamorous, and the sweetest girl I ever did see.
Oh, Geranium, you're just saying that, because it's true.
Well, honey, you sure is lucky having a date tonight. I sure wish my boyfriend Pomeroy was here.
Haven't you had a date since Pomeroy went in the Army?
Oh, I had one little old date. Bunch of us went for a ride in a car. Me and my date had to sit in the rumble seat.
You mean to tell me, as big as you are, that you and a feller sat in a rumble seat?
We sure did. I wonder what they'll become of him.
You know, Geranium, the trouble with you is that you should order reduce.
Why, Pomeroy says with my figure, I could be Miss America.
Yep, and part of Canada and Mexico, too. Well, this ain't getting me no evening gown. My date with Mickey Rooney's at 8 o'clock, and here it is, 4:30. Come on, Sylvester's waiting outside with the car. Oh, Sylvester! Sylvester!
Here I am, Miss Judy, all set to go.
Wait a minute now. Why ain't Beulah the mule hitched to the station wagon?
Well, I left her over in the stable.
Did you make a nice bed for her in her stall?
I sure did. Yes, sir. I was in there pitching.
Well, all right. Come on, let's get started downtown.
Oh, shades of disappointment. Something's wrong with the motor.
Well, why won't it run?
Well, the spark plugs are foul. The distributor's on the fritz. There's a leak in the cylinder head gasket. And oh, yes, the starter sucked.
Yes, and on top of it, you're losing compression. Here, come on. Try it. Get in, Geranium.
Yeah. All right, Miss Judy, turn on the switch, and then step on the starter and hold down the accelerator.
Yeah, and you better put up the top 200 and start in the rain.
Oh, come on, Geranium. I reckon we'll have to take the streetcar. See you later, Sylvester.
All right, Miss Judy.
Hurry up, Miss Judy. Here comes the streetcar now.
Here's your transfers, lady.
Hey, pardon me, lady. Hey, motorman, let me off quick.
What's the matter?
I haven't got my glasses with me, and I thought this was a hamburger wagon.
Hey, why don't you sit down, Miss Judy? There's a space.
Oh, I can't sit in that little space.
Just a minute, honey. I'll wedge in.
Hey, motorman, stop the car. Four people just fell out the back.
Oh, look. There's the stove. Let's get off.
What's the idea? Four bells.
I just ran over Jimmy Fiddler.
Let me out in Adam.
Yes, ma'am. I'm running the fence. My, there sure is a lot of folks in here this afternoon.
Oh, look, there's Mr. Knobs over there by the music counter. Yoo-hoo! Mr. Knobs!
Oh, hello there, Judy. You'll say this is a surprise. What are you doing in here?
Well, sir, I got to get myself an evening gown. Got a date tonight with Mickey Rooney.
With Mickey Rooney?
Yep. He dropped me a note in the grocery store, and he says, meet me at 8 tonight, Mickey Rooney. What are you doing here, Mr. Knobs?
Well, I'm helping Eddie Dean sell his song. Oh, there he is over by the piano.
Oh, Eddie, here's Judy.
Oh, hello, Miss Judy.
Hi, Eddie.
Say, I'm plugging a song from a new picture at Vitamin Studios. All right, now, let's get a crowd.
Okay. All right, right over this way, ladies and gentlemen. We have a star here from Vitamin Studios, Mr. Eddie Dean, who will sing for you in just a few moments. You better practice up, Eddie.
Shine on, shine on, harvest moon.
Boy, oh boy, I can't pass this one up. When Colgate tooth powder shines up your teeth, you'll forget all about the shine on the moon. Yes, sir, Colgate tooth powder does such a swell job removing dull film and surface stains from teeth that it reveals all their natural brilliance and luster. That's the shine Colgate tooth powder gives you. All right, go ahead, Eddie, sing some more.
All right, how's this?
You leave me breathless. Oh, that's fine, Eddie. Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. And when you have a combination like that, a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, well, boy, you've really got something.
Oh, sweet mystery of life.
Oh, no, Eddie. There's no mystery about the way Colgate tooth powder sweetens your breath. Scientific tests have definitely proved that Colgate tooth powder stops oral unpleasing breath. Stops it instantly in 7 cases out of 10.
Oh, Niles, why don't you take a powder?
Well, why doesn't everyone take a powder? Colgate tooth powder. Take it to brush your teeth night and morning and before every date. And I'll promise you a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. Don't forget, Colgate tooth powder.
Well, Niles, how about me?
Oh, yes. Here's Eddie Dean. He's gonna lasso a rainbow for you.
Gonna lasso a rainbow for you. Gonna lasso a rainbow for two. Got my wings from Uncle Sam. You don't know how proud I am. Gonna lasso a rainbow for you. Fare thee well, Texas Belle. Keep my heart, for you know I'll be true. I'll ride back when the sun is shining on a cloud with a silver lining. Gonna lasso a rainbow. Keep my heart, for you know I'll be true. I'll ride back when the sun is shining on a cloud with a silver lining. Gonna lasso a rainbow for you.
Swell, Eddie. That was just swell.
Well, thank you, Miss Judy. Say, I'll be through here at 5 o'clock, and well, I'd like to take you to dinner.
Oh, I'm sorry, Eddie, but you see, I've got a date tonight with Mickey Rooney at 8 o'clock. Maybe some other time, huh?
Oh, shucks. I was hoping that after dinner I could take you roller skating.
Yeah, you did that last night. You took her roller skating, and what happened? You left her on her own all night.
Niles, you keep out of it.
Mr. Niles, now stop that. Eddie meant well. Come on with me and help me pick out a dress. So long, Eddie.
So long, Miss Judy.
Let me see now. The ladies' department is on the 4th floor.
Hey, look at the sign on the elevator. Due to the shortage of help, customers will please run the elevators themselves.
Golly, I don't know how to run an elevator.
I do. I used to work right ahead of a dumb waiter. He taught me how to run the elevator, too. Come on, get in.
4th floor, please.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Judy, where is you?
See this flagpole?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, the flag is me.
Slide down, honey, and I'll catch you.
All right.
What happened, honey?
I'm now at half mast.
Oh, me. Say, where's Mr. Niles? Are you in the elevator?
In it. I'm wearing it.
Come on, Geranium. Come on. Take me back down to the fourth floor.
Going down. I can't understand it. I'm overshooting. Well, what's the matter, Miss Judy? Did I come down too fast for you?
No, Geranium. I always wear my girdle under my chin.
Oh.
Well, we got to get up to the fourth floor. Oh, there's a floor walker. Mister, where will I find an osculator?
Madam, you mean the escalator. An osculator is someone who grabs you and kisses you.
Where will I find an osculator?
Then let's stay in the basement, honey. Always finds a lot of stuff in the bargain basement. My, my, look at all them pretty statues.
Yeah, they are lovely, but I ain't interested in statues. Hey, mister, wait a minute. What are you doing?
I got a habit of picking up things and turning them over to see what they're made.
Well, put me down.
Hey, look, Judy, there's the dress department over there.
Oh, yeah, gee, they sure are beautiful, ain't they?
May I show them, mademoiselle?
Yes, sir. I'd like to get myself an evening gown and a fur piece.
Could I suggest a silver fox?
Well, that would be pretty, but it's got to be genuine.
Oh, oui, mademoiselle.
André, one genuine silver fox fur. There you are, one genuine silver fox fur.
Boy, that's your service for you. All right, I'll take it.
And here is an evening gown that is divine. It has accordion pleats.
Are they real accordion pleats?
Ooh, run your fingers over them, mademoiselle.
Gee, I'll take it. Yeah, every time... every time I sit down, I can play all or nothing at all.
And now, may I suggest an evening wrap? Just let me slip this muddle on your shoulders. This is called our blackout cape.
Blackout cape? Well, gee, what makes it so heavy in the back?
Mademoiselle, it has a built-in air raid warden and a bucket of sand.
Hey, Judy, don't forget your date with Mickey Rooney at 8 o'clock. You better hurry.
All right, Mr. Niles.
Miss Judy, wait for me. While I'm here, I'd like to get a pair of slacks.
You wear size 52, don't you?
Yes, sir. How'd you know?
I used to make saddles for Seabiscuit.
I'm afraid we ain't got time. Come on, we got to take the streetcar home. Come on, Mr. Niles.
Well, it's 8 o'clock, Judy. If you really had a date with Mickey Rooney, he ought to be here.
Now, Mr. Niles, don't you go teasing Miss Judy. She done told you that he done dropped a note for her in the grocery store.
Oh, gee, I bet that's Mickey now. Hello?
Hello, senorita. I hate myself two pieces for talking in your face.
Oh, it's you, Pedro. Say, how's lover boy, my pig?
Oh, the pig, she is very sick. But a friend of mine is making him some pills. He belongs to the International Chemist Union.
Oh, I see you.
Peekaboo, I see you too, Senorita.
Pedro, you know, I'm really beginning to worry about lover boy. I don't want to lose that pig. If he's getting worse, maybe I better come out there tomorrow morning.
Oh, I hope you come, Senorita. I am tired of cooking my own meals. I will be so happy to see your lovely face that I will kiss your hands. I will kiss your feet.
Oh, Pedro, you mean your heart is full of love?
Oh, Senorita, the sink is full of dishes. Buenas noches.
Tasty banana.
Well, Judy, where's Mickey Rooney? It's 8:30.
Maybe he can't find the house. I guess I better go out and stand on the curb and watch for him.
Well, you shouldn't be standing out in the street alone at night. You know Hollywood. I'll go with you.
What a choice.
Gosh, I don't see a sign of a car on the street anywhere. Judy, are you sure Mickey Rooney made a date with you for tonight?
Yep. He made the date in the corner grocery store. I was standing by the tomatoes, and he picked me out. Yep. He dropped a note at my feet as he passed by. Here's the note right here. It says, "Meet me at 8 tonight, Mickey Rooney."
Here, let me see that note. Well, Judy, your old trouble is cropping up again. You can't read.
I can't read. Why, that note right there, it says, "Meet me at 8 tonight, Mickey Rooney."
Judy, this is a grocery list. It says, "Meat and potatoes tonight and macaroni." And now, Judy, before you sing "You Are My Sunshine," I would like to sing the praises of Colgate Tooth Powder. Friends, you know this is true, that no matter how attractive a person may look, they're not attractive to be with unless their breath is sweet. Right? Well, that's why it's so important for all of us to be sure that our breath is always sweet and wholesome. And friends, it's a scientific fact that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate Tooth Powder stops oral unpleasing breath instantly. Yes, Colgate Tooth Powder cleans your teeth. That lively, active foam penetrates right into the tiny, hidden crevices between your teeth. It goes to work right where much oral, unpleasing breath starts. And you'll be delighted, too, to see how Colgate Tooth Powder quickly reveals all the natural brilliance and sparkle of your teeth. So, for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, use Colgate Tooth Powder. May I repeat the name? Colgate Tooth Powder. Well, Judy, I'm sorry you didn't get your date with Mickey Rooney, but right now you have a date with all those boys in the service who have requested you to sing that old favorite, "You Are My Sunshine."
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I'll always love you and make you happy if you will only stay the same. But if you leave me to love another, you'll regret it all someday. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Thank you, folks. And now I want to talk to all the women folk are listening in. Pretty soon, our boys is going to invade Europe, and for months they've been getting all them explosives and ammunition together. You all know that waste kitchen fats help make them bullets, so let's all get together, huh? Save all our waste fat and make it boom time for our boys. Please don't throw away even a teaspoonful of that waste fat, because just that little bit might make a bullet that some poor feller in a foxhole might need to get back home safe. And ladies, It's the grease that you save that'll put the skids under them axis fellers. All you have to do is pour that fat in a clean metal container, and when you got a pound or more, take it to your butcher or meat dealer. And please don't let it set around the house. Take yours the first thing in the morning. You'll help speed our victory. Thanks. Shucks, you know, I could stand here and jaw with y'all all night, but I'm kind of worried about my pig lover boy, so I'll see y'all next Tuesday night at the same time. This is Judy Canova saying thanks a lot and good night. Good night, Chet.
Good night, Judy. This is Ken Niles saying, for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, use Colgate tooth powder starting tonight. See y'all next Tuesday.
What is the 14-day palm olive plan?
Yes, what is the 14-day palm olive plan?
Ladies, it's easy. It has been proved to bring lovelier complexions to 2 out of 3 women. Here's all you do.
3 times each day, clean your skin with palm olive soap. Then each time, take 1 minute more to massage palm olive's beautifying lather into your skin like a cream. Then, rinse.
It sounds simple, but listen. 36 doctors proved this palm olive plan brings a lovelier complexion to 2 out of 3 women. No matter what type of skin you have, dry or oily, the 14-day palm olive plan really works. So get palm olive. See what palm olive can do for your skin in only 14 days. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The Judy Canova Show on Tuned to Yesterday, a CBS episode from August 24th, 1943. And that brings the curtain down on this hour of comedy. On Tuned to Yesterday, be sure to be with us next time for more great broadcasts from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. Thanks for listening.